Now, the rest of the story. George was annoyed. The only reason he'd gone hunting in the first place was for relaxation. And yet no sooner had he returned from his hunting trip than he found himself vexed and irked and peeved, all of the things he probably would not have been had he stayed home. It had been beautiful country up there, the Jura Mountains of Switzerland, mountains that have a sedative effect on passers-through. So when fair weather beckoned on that particularly glorious day in 1948, George the Minstrel took his gun and his faithful Irish setter, and he strode off into the wilderness wonderland. It seemed that before it had begun, the day was done, and George returned home to an irritation. It was a petty annoyance, but it would change his life forever after and influence yours, too. You see, part of the bother of this bothersome thing was the bother itself. The rest of the bother, the greater part of it, in fact, was trying to figure out precisely how such a little thing could be so bothersome to begin with. Friends of George, hunters and hikers, were quite familiar with the problem. One by one, George asked them about it. One by one, they said yes, they'd had the same experience. No, they didn't have the slightest idea what makes it happen, and thus began George's quest for that special knowledge. His first hope was the microscope. Indeed, after subjecting the tiny aggravation to microscopic examination, it was abundantly clear to George how it happened. But George de Mestral is a Swiss engineer, and Swiss engineers are not often content to know how something is done unless they're satisfied they can do it too. So, George went to his laboratory workshop, intending to recreate that natural annoyance, and he couldn't do it. The tiny irritation became an enormous frustration. For the next 8 years, George labored to imitate, to fabricate, to reproduce that little nuisance. He sought the advice and the assistance of various manufacturers, all in vain. Sometimes he went without food or sleep for days while seeking answers that never came. But then, after 8 years of agonizing, the breakthrough George had been waiting for, and then another, and another. And today, it is difficult to imagine the world minus George de Mestral's success. His product, inspired by the aggravating aftermath of a hunting trip almost 40 years ago, has been described as the tie that binds the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. Matter of fact, there's 5 miles of the stuff on a 747. At its most frivolous, it revolutionized the clothing industry. At its most crucial, it holds together the ventricles of an artificial heart. And it all began one evening in 1948, when George de Mestral came home to find his dog's fur and his own clothing covered with burdock burrs. Not cockle burrs, burdock burrs, what we commonly call beggar lice, the pesky, prickly seed cases with hundreds of tiny hooks which cause them to cling so tenaciously to just about everything. It was George who turned that nettlesome aggravation into a worldwide sensation when, after years of frustrating trial and error, he finally found a way to manufacture the magic hook and fabric, the zipless zipper, which you and I know as Velcro. Only now you know the rest of the story.